3.
"Good morning," said Randolph.
"Good morning," I replied, returning from Cusco to Boston with the speed of light. "Where's your frog?" Randolph is a 7 or perhaps 8-year-old boy who plays in the garden almost every day. His father is a surgeon at Massachusetts General. Randolph attends a private school in the afternoon during the winter, spring, and fall. But in the summer, he scampers, tumbles, rolls, and dances here on the broad islands of green grass. His best friend is a hand puppet frog. It is the color of the cloth shamrocks worn on St. Patrick's Day, and is named Sebastian.
"Still sleeping," he answered.
"He is he? Do you know the difference between a cat and a frog?"
"A cat has 9 lives, but a frog croaks every night. You told me that one 3 weeks ago. It was on a Saturday."
"Of course. Just giving your phenomenal memory a little test, my boy," I replied evenly. "Does he usually sleep this late on Wednesdays?"
"Today's Friday. He hardly ever sleeps late. This is the first time."
"He has a toothache," the child said, sitting beside me. "Frogs have teeth?"
"Sebastian has. Not too many, though. Want a jujube?"
His small hand emerged from the depths of his shirt pocket and opened like a soiled flower to reveal a small gummy object covered with fuzz. "No thanks," I answered hastily. The candy disappeared into his mouth in one quick and perfectly efficient gesture. We fell silent. 30 yards away, a speckled brown duck who had wandered too far from the lagoon was now hurrying back as best he could, while a French poodle, leashed to a stout young lady, urged it along with a series of shrill staccato barks. We watched with mild interest. The duck's awkward gait at last brought it to the water's edge. It fell in and sailed away.
"What's your name?"
Randolph asked. "Alfred," I said.
"Alfred what?"
"Alfred Omega."
"That's an Irish name, isn't it?"
"Oh, yes."
"Last Tuesday you said you were Spanish,"
he declared, but without any indignation in his accusation.